Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and GOP legislative leaders struck a deal last week on guns. If approved by the General Assembly, it would reverse Attorney General Mark Herring's action to sever reciprocity rights of gun owners in 25 states with concealed weapon standards that are looser than Virginia's. Governor McAuliffe joins us live now here on WTOP. Hi, Governor. Talk to us a little bit about why you agreed to reverse your Attorney General's action.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the Attorney General. I wouldn't be here but for the action she took. On Friday, we agreed in a bipartisan way to have the most significant new gun restrictions in 23 years in Virginia. What will happen going forward, most importantly at gun shows right now in Virginia, last year of 72 gun shows, only 44 had state police at them to do background checks. Going forward, every single gun show will now have state police at it. Today, under the law, only federally licensed dealers can get background checks. A non-federal license, even if they wanted to, is not allowed to get a background check. Going forward now, Deb, every single person at a gun show now has access to a background check. So what happened, some would go to buy a gun, they would go to a federal licensed. If there was an issue there, they would deny him there or tell him to come back later. That person literally would walk two or three booths down to someone who's non-federally, who doesn't do background checks, and buy the gun. That doesn't make any sense. So we're shutting that loophole down. Even if a non-federal wanted to do a background check, he wasn't allowed to do it. So now if you sell a gun to someone and you had access to a background check and you did not do it, you now open yourself up to liability. Number two, the other thing we agreed to do, these were both my bills, Deb, which they've agreed to pass. These are the two top bills I had, is right now in Virginia, if you're under a protective order, you cannot purchase a gun or transport a gun. But guess what? You could possess a gun, which makes absolutely no sense. Under what we've just proposed now, you have 24 hours to hand your gun in or sell it. And if you do not do it, you will now be subjected to a Class 6 felony, and you will lose your gun for the rest of your life. So only 16 states have this where you have to turn your gun in. I think we are only one of two states now that you will lose your gun permanently. So these two things that we're pushing in are very important to me, background and then protecting those that have protective order. I had four people in Virginia killed last year when the other person had a protective order against him. So I thank the Attorney General. He got us to this point. But in fairness, Deb, we've never had in 25 years, we don't believe, any gun violence from someone coming into Virginia with a concealed permit.
Governor, as we understand the deal, the new deal not only restores reciprocity rights, but actually expands it to all 50 states, and gun safety groups don't like that at all.
Well, first of all, that's not true. 25 states don't even have them, so it doesn't even apply to them. So that's just not true. But my other point, as I said earlier, we have never had an instance in Virginia history where someone has used a concealed permit and done anything in Virginia. As governor, I do have people buying guns at gun shows, and I do have people who are murdered by someone who has been under a protective order. So as governor, I got to do what's in the best interest of Virginia. This is very important. It's the first significant legislation in 23 years.
Got to ask you, though, how this came about, because we talked about it on Ask the Governor not too long ago about Mark Herring's actions.
Yep.
And he was not there with you when you made this announcement. Gun safety groups say they feel a little betrayed. They think that you blindsided them with this deal. How does Mark Herring feel? And what do you say to those gun rights activists?
Well, first of all, they shouldn't. This is a big win. I think for some folks, listen, they're involved in a national reciprocity bill, and this is their whole issue. But, you know, in fairness, I'm not president of the United States. I'm the governor of Virginia. So I've got to make decisions that I am saving lives by doing this. As I mentioned before, we have no instance of anyone using a concealed handgun coming to Virginia. The laws exist today right now. No one's done it. And I don't know why we think tomorrow they should change that. But I think it's 24 years we haven't had an issue with that. And I talked to the Attorney General. I briefed him. I thanked him vociferously. We would not be here today because of the actions of the Attorney General.
Does he support your action, though?
I don't go through my private conversations. I made it clear at the press conference. In fact, I asked everyone to give him a nice round of applause, which everybody did. But, you know, I have to balance how do we keep folks safe. As I say, this is the biggest thing we've done in 23 years here in Virginia. So it's not just talk. It's actually action. And I'm saving lives. And that's, you know, I wanted my, when I ran for governor, Deb, if you remember, I talked about background checks every single day. I did not talk about concealed permits. I think it's important that we deal with the issue. I talked about background checks, and I got legislation on background checks.
Is this a done deal, or do you have any doubts that it'll pass?
Well, everything's got to pass. You know, I know the NRA is not happy about certain parts of it. They don't like the class six felony. That you lose your gun for the rest of your life. But, I mean, listen, this is life. This is compromise. And, you know, if you get the left and the right mad, I guess you figure you've done a pretty good job. Listen, it's about compromise. When they came to see me 2 weeks ago, I did not accept what they offered, and I sent my Secretary of Public Safety, Brian Moran, back three times, and they are now passing, as I say, both bills that I had. I'm getting legislation, and these bills were defeated resoundingly last year by the Republicans. They are now going to pass. And I stood there with the colonel of the state police, Colonel Flaherty, who said the actions that I'm taking is making Virginia safer.
Right.
You know what? That's my job as governor.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, thanks as always for coming on with us. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Bruce.